Episode 40, Don Gorski, Big Mac Guy.
I've been telling Bobby a lot of things. For example, I told him how I lost my shins defending our country. You want to hear that story, Fatty?
Sir, yes, sir.
Bill, I'm trying to talk to my...
I was 14, just a little older than Bobby. But I knew Uncle Sam needed me, so I lied and signed up. And we had beat the Nazis in Italy, and they shipped us to the Pacific Theater. A Tojo torpedo sent our troop ship to the bottom. I could only save three of my buddies. Fatty, Stinky, and Brooklyn. They were kind of like you fellas, only one of them was from Brooklyn. Out of the sun came a Tojo Zero and put 50 bullets in my back. The blood attracted sharks. I had to give them Fatty. Then things took a turn for the worse. I made it to an island. But it was full of Tojos. They were spitting on the U.S. flag, so I rushed them. But it was a trap. They opened fire and blew my shins off. Last thing I remember, I beat them all to death with a big piece of Fatty. I woke up in a field hospital, and they were sewing my feet to my knees. Now, what was it you wanted to talk to me about, Hank?
Nothing, I guess.
Hello, and welcome to episode 40 of Jay Won't Dart's podcast. My intro is from King of the Hill. This episode is about Don Gorski. I'll start by reading from Wikipedia. Don Gorski of Fond du Lac, Wisconsin, is an American Big Mac enthusiast who has eaten over 23,000 Big Mac hamburgers in his lifetime, winning a place in the 2006 Guinness Book of Records in the process. He claims the Big Mac constitutes 90% of his total solid food intake. He is featured in the documentaries Super Size Me and Don Gorski, Mac Daddy. He is the author of 22,477 Big Macs. History. Gorski claims that after getting his first car, the first place he went to was a McDonald's on May 17, 1972. He purchased and ate three Big Macs at lunchtime. He then returned two more times that day to consume a total of nine Big Macs the same day he discovered the sandwich. He further claims to have eaten 265 Big Macs in the following month, an average of 8.5 Big Macs per day. If true, this would be equivalent to over 4,600 calories and 247 grams of fat daily, for a total of 143,100 calories and 16.9 pounds of fat in 1 month. He also claims to drink almost nothing but Coca-Cola, and according to Super Size Me, he rarely eats the fries. At first, Don kept all the boxes of Big Macs he ate in the back of his car. In 2003, Don Gorski ate 741 Big Macs, an average of 2.03 Big Macs per day. On August 17, 2008, Gorski ate his 23,000th Big Mac at his favourite McDonald's restaurant in Fond du Lac. He claims that since he ate his first Big Mac, there have been only 8 different days in which he did not eat a single Big Mac. One of these days was the day his mother died, and he did not eat a Big Mac to respect her request. Other days include a snow day, when McDonald's was unable to open due to snow, a Thanksgiving, days he was travelling and could not find a McDonald's, and various days Gorski had to stay at work past midnight. Gorski has since started keeping an emergency stash of Big Macs in his freezer for emergencies and snow days. Don Gorski also records when and where he eats his Big Macs in a notebook that he carries with him all of the time. Gorski has kept every burger receipt in a box. I'd like to mention a major reason why I chose to do an episode about Don Gorski. The guy eats all that fast food. He says it makes up 90% of his food intake, so he basically eats just two burgers a day, along with liquids. The guy looks damn thin. He looks quite a lot like a hippie, if you can imagine a hippie with John Lennon-style round glasses and brown hair in a bowl-cut style, although he has a ponytail at the back. I'm mentioning Don because he's evidence that fast food is not a sure cause of obesity. I really don't like hearing people who complain that big companies have forced everyone worldwide to become fat and lazy. I think what people eat is their own responsibility, although I have read books such as Fast Food Nation and have watched Super Size Me. I'll play clips from that movie later. I do see a definite link between eating fatty foods and becoming fat yourself, but I really don't think it's fair to blame McDonald's when you choose to eat there 3 times a day. Don Gorski is a very quirky case. I'd love him to go vegan, but he sure isn't unhealthy from what I can tell or from his health statistics that he tells people. I mention this because animal welfare groups like PETA advertise going vegetarian as a way to lose weight. They often use the fact that vegetarians and vegans generally are slimmer as if the only way you can be not fat is if you don't eat animal products. Apparently, they've never heard of Don Gorski. I left this part out of the Wikipedia article because I wanted you to think he must weigh a metric ton. Gorski is 6'2" tall, 185 pounds, and claims a cholesterol level of 140. I'm interrupting here. For every other country in the world, he's about 1.8 metres tall and weighs 83 kgs. That makes his body mass index, BMI, about 23.8, almost 24. A BMI is not amazingly accurate. Very muscular people can be reported as being obese, for example. But it's the best way to somewhat compare weights of people, to roughly group them as underweight for their height, average for their height, or overweight for their height. Reading from the site I used to calculate Don's BMI, underweight is a reading under 18.5, a normal weight is 18.5 to 24.9, overweight is 25 to 29.9, and obesity is a BMI of 30 or greater. At just under 24, Don Gorski would be on the heavier side of a normal weight for his height, normal being 18.5 to 24.9. He looks quite thin, so he could have a lot of dense muscle. He definitely doesn't look like he has a double chin or a fat belly. Back to Wikipedia. His claimed average daily consumption of 2 Big Macs amounts to 1,080 calories, according to the nutritional information published by McDonald's. This does not take into account his energy intake from fluids. The USDA recommends about 2,200 calories per day. Gorski consumes mainly calorie-rich foods, and he maintains a stable weight by eating fewer calories than the average American. Okay, I don't think that's a healthy way to eat. Sure, you can eat whatever you want, as long as you only eat half the calories that you are meant to. I don't think that sounds healthy. I don't recommend that anyone eat mostly hamburgers every day for years. I'm talking about Don Gorski because I find him interesting. He has such a weird Guinness Book of Records style life. My first clip is an AP news story about Don.
Quick, how many Big Macs can one man eat in 36 years? Apparently the answer is 23,000. Don Gorski of Wisconsin says it's his obsessive-compulsive disorder that drove him to eat Big Macs day after day after day. His self-proclaimed pleasurable obsession began in May of 1972. Since then, Gorski has kept every burger receipt in a box, so he says. He also used to order fries every day until the 80s, but began to cut back on those in the 90s, now eating them only once a month. His routine consists of 2 Big Macs and 2 parfaits a day, and a 10-mile walk. But the 54-year-old hasn't downed a Big Mac every day since starting his burger binge. He failed to satisfy his Big Mac attack in total just 8 days out of nearly 40 years. So when does Gorski plan to stop his daily habit?
The wife made a comment, that's it. She says when she's got to put him in a blender, it's over.
Brian Thomas, The Associated Press.
Don works as a prison guard. I've heard reports that Don is OCD, obsessive-compulsive, and that perhaps he feels he needs to eat Big Macs every day. As if it could be a routine he's gotten stuck in and wouldn't be able to quit. However, he did apparently go without a Big Mac on the day his mother died. It was one of her wishes. So at least for major things like a parent's death, he can go without Big Macs. Reading about Fond du Lac, or Fond du Lac, or no doubt I'm pronouncing the name wrong. It means foot of the lake in French. It's a small city of about 42,000 people. Another famous resident of the city is King Camp Gillette. His first two names are odd, but you might remember his surname, Gillette. He invented the safety razor and founded the Gillette Company. I also found 2 idiot guys talking about Don Gorski. They run a morning zoo type radio show, apparently. You can find them at thefrickandfrackshow.com. It's odd watching a video of these 2 fat American guys put down a thin American who eats almost nothing but fast food.
Either way you cut it though, he ate 23,000 Big Macs, since 1976. Now, why would he write that down? Why would he keep track of that? I'm not sure, but I bet you his life sucks. He's 54 years old. He's out of Fond du Lac, Wisconsin. And he says his obsessive compulsive disorder drove him to eat these 23,000 Big Macs in 36 years. 54-year-old Don Gorski says he hit the milestone last month, continuing a pleasurable obsession that began way back on May 17, 1972, when he got his first car and cruised down to the Golden Arches.
Now, Gorski has kept every burger receipt in a box.
What a jerk.
He says he was always fascinated with numbers, and watching McDonald's track his number of customers...
He couldn't even be a CPA or something?
A really fat one. Motivated to track his own consumption. The only day he skipped a Big Mac was the day his mother died to respect her request. Wow. That's a whole nother story. The correctional institution employee says he doesn't care when people call his Big Mac obsession crazy. He says he's in love with the burgers.
Okay.
Highlights of his day.
I just did some math on my cellular phones, which now in these days, man, these kids got some good phones. Now they do everything.
We're actually on the air from a cellular phone.
Yeah, and here's the deal, man. Let's see. 23,000 Big Macs divided by 36 years.
Okay, let's see.
That means he ate 638.8889. So that's 638 Big Macs a year.
So that's about two Big Macs a day.
Yeah.
Two and a half almost.
I mean, dude.
Wow.
You ever heard of Arby's?
Hey,
wow. You know, Sonic, maybe they'll try Whopper.
How is he not dead?
I don't know.
Some kind of pulmonary.
He should be on a commercial, I tell you that.
Dude.
That's insane.
All right, don't move to Fond du Lac, Wisconsin, or you will go insane. Okay.
All right, there you have it. He ate 23,000 Big Macs. So
all right.
I would advise that. Now it's time.
My last clips will be from Super Size Me, a documentary about director Morgan Spurlock eating nothing but McDonald's for a month. These clips are about Don Gorski.
But it's pretty good otherwise. 9 days.
Do that again.
How many?
How many is the question?
That is the question we always ask. How many? And he holds up how many fingers?
Yeah. That's it.
Yeah.
It's always the how many.
Yeah. It's just one just, for now. Yeah.
Just one?
As soon as I got my first car, this is the first place I came to. I bought 3 Big Macs, ate them out there. Enjoyed them so much, and I came back about 5 o'clock at night, bought 3 more, ate them out there, came back around 11 o'clock before they closed, and ate 3 more. So the first day I came here, I ate 9 Big Macs, and it was like I couldn't get enough hamburger at that time, and Big Macs are so good. So I ate 265 in the first month.
How many do you eat a day usually?
Usually it's 2 a day. Okay, now last year I ate 741 last year. Okay, well that's more than 2 a day. So that means there's days I had 3, but that's because they're getting smaller. It's probably 90% of my solid diet is probably a Big Macs. That parking spot, that's where I asked her if she wanted to get married. I mean, this place is special, a lot of reasons, you know.
Yeah.
I had one Whopper in my life, 1984. Guy gave me $5 to eat a Whopper. So I went after I ate the Whopper, took my $5 over to McDonald's, got some Big Macs. I always make fun of people at work, you know, saying, I don't gain weight. I said, well, you should try the Gorski diet. And they're like, all right, yeah, all right. They don't like that.
They don't like that.
Man, this is a perfect sandwich, you know. At least for me, it is.
There it is, bite number 19,000.
Yep. The wife says when she's got to put them in a blender, it ends. You know, that's what she told me.
Big Mac smoothies.
It's not fast food no more. You gotta wait for them to make it. So I don't actually come here every day. It's gotten so slow now that, you know, like this year especially, I've been buying 6 or 8 at a crack. So then just throw them in the fridge. They lose something by being that way. I got some on the deep freeze, and that might mark on my calendar, so I remember to rotate them.
Yeah.
I don't want them in there forever. My wife says at least every 3 or 4 months. I said, oh, okay, you know. But I work tremendous amounts of overtime. You know, the average year you work 2,000 hours. I usually do at least 3,000 hours a year. Even at work, people know, you know, I have so much energy. They'll be sitting around and I'm moving around like crazy, and it's sometimes bothersome to them, but right. You know, the people at the work are getting used to me. My wife has gotten used to me. She tried cooking for a while and that didn't go very well.
Yeah.
And then I just told her, you know, I said, would it be okay if I just ate at McDonald's every day?
What do you think about his Big Mac diet?
It's nutritionally deficient. I'm a nurse practitioner, so I bug people all the time about stopping smoking and exercising and eating right and things like that.
She says, if I ever get fat or unhealthy because of it, you're going to have to stop. Well, it hasn't happened, so it's not stopping.
Does he eat the fries with it too, or no?
No, very seldom.
Hamburger's my favorite food. People ask me, what would I eat instead? And I don't know. A lot of days, that's all I eat is my two Big Macs, or sometimes three Big Macs. I've had other things here. Like when the kids are small, you know, if they didn't finish something, they'd probably eat more Happy Meals than any other kids on earth.
Oh, I remember lots of McDonald's and Happy Meals, and we were always well supplied with toys.
If I have to feed them, this is it. This is where they ate.
Once you eat everything on the menu, like, so many times, you just kind of get sick of it. At least I do anyways.
See, like, I know when they went to shredded lettuce here, I got that marked in my book.
What else has changed on the Big Mac?
Well, the patties are really small now. If I had to eat two every day like they were in the 80s, it'd be harder to eat it now. I don't need fresh food. I mean, you won't want to hear some of the old stories about when I didn't have refrigeration, you know? I mean, they used to call me an iron gut over at the Chrysler plant. They said, how can you eat them? I said, well, you know, I love them so much. I just, you know, I got to have them. And there wasn't a McDonald's for 40 miles. Well, guess what? They're in my car. Yeah, there were some pretty shaky, you know, Big Macs, but I never got sick. So how do you explain that? You know?
Yeah.
I mean, my dad used to say, if it doesn't have mold on it, it's okay to eat, you know? And so that was my policy. One time when they were on sale, you know, I did buy 25 on a Sunday once.
25 on a Sunday?
Yep. So that was the most I ever bought at a crack, so.
Before the end, I'd like to thank a second listener for contacting me on Twitter. Big Bad Ed mentioned finding my podcast on iTunes while looking up no agenda-related podcasts. Big Bad Ed said he's not vegan himself, but he's interested in what I talk about. Big Bad Ed is a British guy who lives in America and who thought about moving to New Zealand. Well, Big Bad Ed, I hope you come and visit sometime. I'd love to show you around Invercargill, population 50,000 on a good day, home to the southernmost McDonald's in the world, as well as the southernmost vegans. I hope that cancels out the fast food vibes. My outro will be about guns being given away in America when you buy a car. Thank you for listening. You can find the script for this episode, as well as downloads for every episode of Jay Won't Dart's podcast at jaywontdart.blogspot.com. If you want to contact me, even just to say you listened, send an email to jaywontdart@gmail.com. jaywontdart@gmail.com. I'd appreciate it. Have a super happy day. Bye.
American Morning, the most news in the morning, period. Weekday 6 Eastern.
Well, last year we gave away a free handgun with the purchase of any vehicle, and it went over very well. It spiked our web traffic. We sold, we estimate, 35 extra cars during the promotion than we normally would have. And this year we're trying to sell an extra 100 cars more than we normally would. We're just trying to generate some traffic, generate some interest and enthusiasm and excitement, and it seems to work real well. You know, we're not just going to give people an AK-47 gun. You know, felons buy cars too. What we are going to do is we're going to give them a voucher where they can go to their local gun dealer, and or we have local gun dealers we would strongly recommend, where they can go buy a gun and go through the proper background checks, and so that, you know, the guns end up in the right hands.
So how much money does an AK-47 cost? I'm just curious.
It depends. You can get a good AK-47 for $450, maybe $500.
You know, some people watching this might think, you know, owning a handgun is one thing, but owning an AK-47 is something else, and maybe this is just a tad irresponsible?
It's a little grandstanding, but how about that guy that just had him and his wife killed that had the 12 children with the 7 guys coming through the door? I guarantee you he wishes he had an AK-47 as those maggots busted through his door and slaughtered him and his wife in front of his children.
Well, but
the purpose for guns like AK-47s is home defense. Look, there's a bunch of evil in the world, and people need to protect themselves. We're real firm believers. We're country folks down here. We live down here, and we're real firm believers in the Second Amendment, and we don't want to become victims. And I would rather defend myself. The only 911 call I need is chambering around.
Well, why did you come up with that particular motto?
Actually, it's God, Guns, Guts, and American Pickup Trucks, because we sell cars.
Right, but you include God in that, and you know, some might wonder why God is included in a motto that it also includes guns.
You don't have a problem with God, do you?
No, I don't, but the combination some people might, between God and guns, some people might have a problem with that.
We're a Christian nation. We're Christian people. I believe that 70-80%, I would guess, in this nation would classify themselves as Christians. I'd say 90% of the people in this country are believe in God, whoever their God is, and to try and remove God from everything, I think is a huge mistake.
No, that's not what I'm saying.
I don't think putting God in a motto that also includes guns
might be a little upsetting to some people.
You don't think God wants us to defend ourselves? I'm confused.
I don't know. I mean, I could ask you the question. You know, we could do the "What would Jesus do? Would he carry a gun?"
No, they didn't have guns back then. But I do believe he'd carry a sword if he needed it. But he was so powerful, he didn't need any weapon.
That is true. Thanks so much for joining us, Mr. Mueller. We appreciate it.
Thank you. Hey, I appreciate it.